everyone, I'm Max.
And I'm Sunny.
Today, we're talking about something super exciting. Did you know there might be AI in your toaster?
There isn't AI in the toaster, Sunny.
How do you know? Maybe that's why your toast is always burnt.
That's because you keep setting it to maximum, Max.
Dad, you're ruining my reputation as a toast expert. We've got an amazing guest today, Dr. Emma Clark. She's a scientist from the ADAPT Center, where they study how AI can help make our lives better. Dr. Clark is going to help us spot AI in places we never expected.
Like that time you thought the vacuum cleaner was possessed.
It was. It kept following me around the house.
It's not AI when your parent is pushing it, Max. Now, we're getting off track here. Come on, boys.
Right, get ready to discover the secret world of AI, hiding right under our noses.
All right, let's begin in 3, 2, 1.
Whoa, steady there, Johnny.
We asked, what do you think AI looks like?
We asked and you answered.
Roll it there, John.
Sheesh, can't get the help.
Looks like a robot. What do you mean?
Probably like a robot, I guess. Probably a robot.
I know. Artist.
Can be anything, really. Just AI is anything you want it to be.
I think it doesn't have like any bionic or robot body.
Some people just picture it as like a vibrating voice. Some people picture it as a human, like with a face.
I think it's a big blob. Draw what you like and paint what you like.
A mustache. Anything. Or maybe some ears or or maybe a head. maybe just to make it look like teeth and eyeball.
It's just like a normal silver robot that has human arms, human legs.
You know the answer. I think you do.
Now to our interview with Dr. Emma.
Hi, Emma. Can you explain your work for our listeners?
Sure. So I'm based in Dublin City University in a research centre called ADAPT. And ADAPT is a research centre that focuses on artificial intelligence and how AI impacts us on a day-to-day basis.
What are some fun examples of AI helping people around the world?
That's a great question. AI can do certain things like spotting patterns in a much better way and much quicker than a human can. Really cool use of AI is automatic translation. So like Google Translate, for example. So if you're on holidays in a country where you don't speak the language, you can talk or type into an app and the app will translate that for you. And it's changing the way we communicate.
Can you translate into Italian? Please tell me where I can find the best pizza in Italy.
Per favore, dimmi dove comprare la pizza in tutta Italia.
Some researchers are even looking at automatic translation of sign languages, and they work together with deaf and hard of hearing people to find out the situations that somebody might use a kind of a type of Google Translate, but for sign languages, which is really tricky.
That's so cool. So, Sunny, we can travel the world and easily ask for
pizza or hot dogs in any language.
Hot dogs. Sunny, I'm confused. If AI is so useful and good, why does it look so bad in the movies?
Let's find out.
Why does AI in the movies sometimes look scary, but in real life, it's more helpful?
So that's a good question. So in movies, a lot of times things are made to look kind of maybe more scary or a bit different to reality because it makes the stories a bit more exciting. a lot of times the AI, you see AI in a movie and it looks like a robot or kind of, you know, a computer that's come to life maybe. That helps people to enjoy the story in the movie. But in real life, AI doesn't look like it looks like in the movies at all. It's around us all the time in our everyday lives. It's what powers things like Alexa. It helps you find interesting videos on YouTube. Real AI is all around us, and it doesn't look like in the movies.
Okay, that makes total sense. Scary for movies, not scary for the real world.
And not a blue brain.
Actually, it's kind of invisible.
So, what might be a better way to show AI in videos and pictures?
Let's ask Emma. What kind of images would be better to show AI?
So, like we just said, sometimes when we think about AI, we think about kind of robots and glowing brains and digital numbers and things. And that's not really what it's all about. And we actually have a project at the moment called The Bigger Picture that wants to make new images or new pictures of what AI really is. And we had some workshops where people came together and we discussed what AI means to them in their everyday lives. And we came up with things like AI is invisible, or AI is complicated, or AI is actually quite human. Now we're asking artists to take those ideas that AI is everywhere and it's invisible and make pictures that will show AI in a more realistic way.
So, AI is not really a white robot that looks like a man? Phew, that's good news.
We need to keep it that way. But why is AI even so important, Sonny?
It's a tool to help us with all the boring jobs.
Great, so now we're packing the dishwasher?
Oh, great idea, let's hear.
Why is AI going to be so important in our lives? How do we make sure it's for the better?
AI has loads and loads of benefits. Like, it makes some tasks that are kind of boring, it makes them much easier and it can do them very quickly. But there are also challenges with AI. And for example, things like, is it going to affect people's jobs? And what does it mean for art and for artists? And how can the technology be more inclusive? And these are some of the topics that our researchers in ADAPT are working on.
So we have to pack the dishwasher a bit longer.
I'm getting a sneaky feeling that AI is a bit more growing up to do.
I bet it gets loads of stuff wrong too. Let's hear it. Has AI ever made a big mistake?
Yeah, so AI makes lots of mistakes. Did you hear recently about the McDonald's issue with AI? Did you hear about that one? No?
I don't think so.
So McDonald's was using AI to do the drive-thru, taking orders at the drive-thru.
Hello, can I take your order?
But things started to go wrong and things got really silly and two girls ended up ordering 260 chicken nuggets. Another customer got 9 drinks instead of 1 and another customer even got bacon on their ice cream.
But wait, that sounds delicious.
So McDonald's has had to abandon the AI drive-thru and go back to the regular way.
Please do not collect your order at the next window. Goodbye.
So another example is Donald Trump's presidential campaign used an AI-generated picture of Taylor Swift that made it look like she was happy for him to be the next president. And a few weeks later, Taylor Swift announced her support actually was for Kamala Harris, the other presidential candidate.
Hold on now, Max. I know you're angry.
So how the hell do we know if something is fake?
Listen to this. How can we tell when AI is being used badly, like fake videos, images, or news?
One way that you can look at it is you can look at things like hands and faces. So sometimes you can see that, you know, maybe things don't look quite right in the images, or, you know, maybe the hands, the fingers all blur together. So that's one way of doing it. Another way to approach it is if you're looking at something and you think, this doesn't seem quite right, or, you know, it doesn't make sense with what you know about the topic, or if it just seems strange, then you should trust that feeling and, you know, think twice. There's a campaign out there called Be Media Smart, and it asks people to stop, think and check. And I think that's a good approach with these things sometimes, instead of just seeing something and looking at it very quickly and thinking, I believe it because I'm seeing it. If you stop and then you think and then you double check to make sure before you share something, for example.
What's the most important thing for people to know about AI?
AI is really cool. It's such an amazing technology and can do amazing things, but it also brings a lot of challenges. But I think by talking about it and learning about it and talking with other people about how it affects our world, we can figure out then how to use it in the right way and how to do research in the future that represents everybody.
I can't believe AI is in so many of the things we use every day, and it's not actually a big blue brain. Yeah, exactly, Cookie. AI is secretly helping us without us even realizing it. It's invisible, like Dad!
You know I can hear you, right?
Wait, did I hear a fly? Thank you, Dr. Emma. You really helped us open our eyes to ways AI is being used. I do like the idea of bacon and ice cream, though. If you get stuck online or have any doubts about something, then stop, think, check. We've got to keep an eye out for those extra fingers. And burgers. If you have any tips you'd like to share or tell us, please get in touch or email junior@ote.ie. Next time, we've got a very special guest, Nick Flanagan. Nick is going to tell us all about how AI and art are working together, and how artists can hopefully make sure their work is being used fairly. A computer program can't be creative on its own, but how do we use it as a tool? And how do companies train AI to produce work like real artists? This is Max. And Sunny, signing off.
RTE Kids Podcast.